The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the first chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there'll be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month for her, who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed her. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. As we come to the end of the Advent season, this gospel reading challenges us to perceive the presence of God in our lives, in our community, in our world, and in the most unlikely places, and to courageously respond in positive ways to God's call. The story is known by scholars as the Annunciation, the announcement, right, to Mary. This story presents a picture of one person who was totally open to the presence and call of the Lord. Now, most probably, Mary, like all her contemporaries, had plans for her future. The scriptures tell us she was betrothed to Joseph, a good and righteous man. She must have believed that her future would be rather ordinary and even mundane. They would marry, raise a family, and do the best they can to follow the Mosaic law like their parents and their parents before them in all of the generations of faithful people. Then literally in this one moment, Mary's whole life changed. Although she hardly understood what the angel's invitation and her acceptance would mean. In an instant, Mary was forced to make a life-changing decision. Oh, her question to the angel about this miraculous invitation to be the mother of God was quite natural, don't you think? I mean, certainly you'd have to ask something. Yet, while she hardly could have understood what the angel was saying, Mary had sufficient faith to unhesitatingly respond, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." That takes some incredible faith. Mary didn't question her worthiness, the cost of her decision, or even challenge the invitation of the angel. On the contrary, her faith was so great that she went forward regardless of uncertainty, recognizing the presence of God and answering the Lord's call. Like Mary, we must be open to the presence of the Lord and to God's call. For we cannot fulfill our basic vocation to holiness without possessing this radical openness to God. Created in the image and likeness of God, we are. But nonetheless, we are broken and incomplete, and we are sinners. This is the common condition for all, and none of us is truly adequate. And yet, God accepts us for who we are. As the scriptures indicate in more than one place, God chooses those who perceive themselves unworthy to do the Lord's work. But remember what St. Paul says. God chose what was weak in the world to shame the strong. We must also recognize the presence of God and answer the call when we are feeling inadequate, or maybe just don't even have the time. Because we do live in a terribly busy world. Our responsibilities and the demands on our time always seem to grow greater. God's call can seem to be almost intrusive, or to be an interruption, a detour away from our daily routine and our life goals. Yet it is through an openness to God and the consequent need to change that our greatest opportunities and growth are found. It is through an openness to God and the consequent need to change that our greatest opportunities and growth are found. We can't say yes to every person or need, but we must never discount God's call. We must give it serious reflection at all times. Yes, the presence of God is all around us, but do we really perceive it? This is an important question to ponder, especially as we await Jesus' birth. God is certainly present in all the events of our lives. The Lord is present in the birth of a child with all the wonder and beauty therein. God is present in the birth of nations when tyranny falls and more democratic forms of government rise. God is present in the birth of ideas that allow people to take greater command of a situation and determine better ways to solve difficult issues. Oh, we know God is present in nature. We talk about it all the time. And God can be found in the birth of new lands created by volcanoes and earthquakes and other natural phenomena. We're always ready to tell people where God is. God's found in the terror of a hurricane-force wind and in the gentleness of a cool summer breeze. God is present in the dawn each morning and the dusk each evening. See, we know that God is present in events, in nature, but God is most profoundly present in you. God is most profoundly present in people, and this I fear, as humans, we oftentimes forget. God is present in us and those we encounter each day. Thus, when we smile, God smiles. When we say a cheery good morning, God says good morning. When we take the time to be present with another and be of assistance, it's God who's being of assistance. God's closeness tells us that we must do our best to be an appropriate receptacle for the presence of God in our world, in our community, and in our lives. Let us realize that we need not be a great producer of things. We need not be a great producer of ideas, nor do we need to be attractive to catch God's attention. No, all that is necessary is that we be open to God's presence and perceive God's action in the world. If we can do this, then certainly God will bend down and kiss us. And on Christmas Day, tomorrow morning, we will blossom forth to produce an abundance for God and all God's people. But first, some of us need to get ourselves out of the way. Some of us need to let go of the old us and let the new you God intends you to be engage in God's glory and wonder. Amen. Our hymn for the day is hymn 272.